Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Dan Mao, of the 91st Legislative District in Adams and Franklin Counties. Representative Mao, welcome to this report to your constituents. Big action in Harrisburg this week. There was serious legislation about dealing with the Marcellus Shale impacts. It will help communities upstate, but you also had an amendment in there that will help smaller communities and larger communities in terms of mass transit. And it's not really immediately clear to most people how natural gas and mass transit fit together. So what's this all about?
Well, thank you for having me, and I will explain it like this. One of the most serious problems this country has is the fact that we don't have an energy plan. Our plan right now, as it stands and as it's always been, is to keep buying oil, the bulk of our energy, from foreign sources, some of which do not like us very much and use the money against us. So I feel it's extraordinarily important to convert our country, starting right here in Pennsylvania, over to running on a source of energy that we have here at home. And it's not the perfect energy, natural gas, but it's far better than any other energy that's out there that you can think of, and it's abundant. We have it. We have a ton of it right here in Pennsylvania. Everyone's been talking about the Marcellus Shale and how much energy there is, how much natural gas is trapped there. And now they're finding that there's another play underneath the Marcellus called the Utica. And they're just now exploring that. And they think that might even be larger than the Marcellus. So, and they're finding pockets of natural gas all over the country. So I feel that it's our responsibility to start converting as much as we can over to natural gas, starting with our busing systems, big vehicles, things that use a lot of fuel. And not only is this a good idea to get off foreign oil, but it's so much better for our environment. If you've ever been in the city and followed a bus down the street, especially when they're taking off from a dead stop, you have to go right through and basically ingest through your lungs this huge plume of particulate matter called diesel smoke. No one wants to breathe it. It makes your eyes run. The bottom line is, if you get switched over to natural gas, you will not only be saving money because it costs a whole lot less, at least a dollar, and some say close to $2 less per gallon to operate on natural gas than diesel fuel, but you're saving our environment as well. Plus, you're helping to create jobs right here in Pennsylvania. So I put forth two amendments, one for small mass transit and one's for large mass transit. Some people are going to say, how do you differentiate the two? Well, there's actually a number in place here that says if you operate more than 245,000 revenue hours in a year's time, you are considered a large mass transit. There are four in Pennsylvania. If you operate less, then you are obviously a small mass transit. So in order to get matching grant money from the feds, I came up with a $5 million fund that small mass transits can apply to get grants from. And then when they get those grants, they get matching federal grants. So they can turn, you know, $250,000 into $500,000 in a hurry and convert five buses, because it's about $50,000 difference between, you know, for a full-size bus between diesel and natural gas. That price will come down, although, as time goes on, when we start producing more and more natural gas fired vehicles. With the large mass transits, I set them up on with an amendment that sets up a revolving loan account of $7.5 million, which large mass transit companies can apply, get a loan. It's revolving. They don't have to pay it back for 5 years, but the catch here is, and what's really good for them, is that they actually make up the difference with all the revenue hours that they're running in the first 2 years. They've paid off the difference in the fuel savings, the cost difference between running diesel fuel and natural gas, and they still have 2 more years to pay that loan back. So they're literally going to make 2.5 times what it costs to do the conversion before they have to pay the loan back. Therefore, it's a win-win. It's a win for the environment. It's a win for jobs. It's a win for our clean air. It's a win for the future of this country.
And just real quick, Your amendments were both successful. What happens now, considering there's a House bill and there's a Senate bill?
Well, the amendments are going to go with this House bill, 1950, into what's called a conference committee, where they blend the two bills together. The governor, the Senate, and the House will all come together. I'm really hoping and I'm really thinking that my two amendments will stay in. They were actually part of a natural gas package called the Marcellus Works package that the governor's commission report recommended that we adopt. So I'm thinking that the governor's pushing for them all the way, and I'm really believing that we're going to see these become law soon.
Representative Mal, thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Dan Mal.